It's 3 a.m., and you're standing in your kitchen, staring at a grocery store receipt that feels more like a ransom note, and wondering why on earth that wilted, sad, $5 bag of spring mix is already turning into a translucent, slimy mess in your crisper drawer. You've been told that food security is a long game, that you have to wait months for the earth to pay its dividends, and that if you didn't start your garden back in February, you've already lost the season. Well, I'm here to tell you that's a lie, designed to keep you dependent on a supply chain that doesn't care if you're fed or not. Today, we are ending the waiting game. We are reclaiming your plate in record time. Welcome to From Seed to Salad in 21 Days, the fastest growing greens. This isn't just about gardening. It's about the high stakes reality of your family's nutrition. Every day you wait for a traditional harvest is a day you are vulnerable to rising prices and empty shelves. Most people think they need an acre and a tractor to make a dent in their food bill, but the cost of that ignorance is measured in the hundreds of dollars you're throwing away at the checkout line every month. I'm going to show you how to turn a sunny windowsill or a tiny patio into a high-output, nutrient-dense engine that produces food faster than you can eat it. We aren't just planting seeds, we are staging an intervention on your grocery budget. The old way of thinking about a garden is what I call the struggle cycle. You spend weeks prepping, months weeding, and half the time the pests have a party before you ever see a single leaf. It's exhausting, it's slow, and frankly, it's why most people quit before they ever taste success. But the Farm Fresh way is different. We focus on velocity, volume, and value. We're shifting the psychology from someday I'll harvest to I am harvesting right now. When you understand the biology of a fast-growing green, you realize that these plants are programmed to explode with life. They aren't looking for a long-term commitment, they're looking for a sprint. This is the foundation of a resilient homestead, starting small, moving fast, and stacking wins. If you can master a 21-day cycle, you realize you are never more than 3 weeks away from total self-sufficiency in your produce department. It changes the way you look at your land, even if that land is just a few pots on a balcony. You start to see every square inch as potential, every sunrise as a countdown, and every meal as a victory over a broken system. Let's get into the tactics, the granular, high-density reality of how we make this happen. First, forget everything you know about traditional spacing. If you follow the back of the seed packet, you're wasting space. We are going for a carpet of green approach. You need to look for specific varieties that are bred for speed. I'm talking about things like arugula, specifically the wild varieties, and radish greens. Yes, the tops of the radishes are often more nutritious than the roots, and they grow like wildfire. We also want tatsoi and mizuna. These are the workhorses of the fast garden. Common pitfall number one, using cheap dead soil. If you want a plant to finish a marathon in 21 days, you have to give it rocket fuel. I'm talking about a living mycorrhizal, rich potting mix. Don't just grab the yellow bag from the big box store. You want something that feels like chocolate cake and smells like the forest floor. You saturate that soil before the seeds even touch it. Then, you broadcast those seeds heavy. I mean, like you're seasoning a steak. You want them close, cover them with a dusting of fine compost, and then, here is the secret. You provide ubiquitous moisture, not a flood, but a constant, gentle mist. If that seed coat dries out for even 4 hours in those first 3 days, your 21-day clock resets to zero. I remember a student of mine, Sarah. She lived in a high-rise and thought she could never be a homesteader. She was spending $40 a week on organic greens that tasted like cardboard. We set her up with three shallow trays, some high-quality kelp-based fertilizer, and a handful of red Russian kale seeds. By day 7, she had microgreens. By day 14, she had babai leaf greens. By day 21, she was harvesting a bowl of salad every single night. She wasn't just saving money. She was eating food that was literally vibrating with life. That's the power of the fast harvest. You aren't just a consumer anymore, you are a producer. Now, let's talk about the harvest itself. Most people pull the whole plant, and that's a rookie mistake. We use the cut-and-come-again method. Take your scissors and snip just the outer leaves, leaving the growing heart of the plant intact. This turns your 21-day sprint into a 60-day marathon of continuous food. You are essentially skimming the interest off your biological capital while the principal stays in the pot. It's a closed-loop system of abundance. Imagine walking into your kitchen 3 weeks from today. The sun is hitting your counter, and instead of reaching for a plastic container of greens that's traveled 2,000 miles, You reach for your scissors. You snip a handful of peppery arugula, some sweet, tender kale, and a few sprigs of spicy mustard greens. You can smell the earth. You can feel the turgor pressure in the leaves. They are crisp, they are alive, and they cost you pennies. That is the vision of success. It's not just a salad, it's a statement of independence. It's proof that you can provide for yourself, that you aren't at the mercy of a just-in-time delivery system, and that you have the skills to turn a tiny seed into a feast in less time than it takes to get a credit card statement. Your zero-cost task for today is this: go into your pantry and find a shallow container. Even a plastic takeout tub will work. Poke some drainage holes in the bottom, find some dirt, and plant a pinch of seeds. Just one pinch. Start the clock. Don't wait for the perfect setup, because perfection is the enemy of the harvest. You start today. You eat in 3 weeks. It's that simple. Once you see those first green shoots breaking the surface, you'll be hooked. You'll realize that the power was in your hands all along. You just needed to pick up the pace. Next time, we're going to talk about how to preserve that abundance so you never have a hungry gap again. But for now, get those seeds in the dirt. Your 21-day countdown starts right now.